Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. You know, a lot of us are using cell phones and our Blackberries and we're texting all the time, and technology has really changed things. And I'm always saying to my husband, boy, I wish we could go back to the 1970s where, you know, my dad was an ophthalmologist. He had a pager, but nobody else did. Well, times are not like that. So I need to get with the program and realize that 84% of Americans own a cell phone. 89 million of us watch TV beamed to us by satellite. And we can't have a cup of coffee at our local cafe without being exposed to Wi-Fi. Wireless internet, smartphones, and laptops have transformed the way we work and live. But what are the consequences of this revolution? Well, I'm so happy to be joined today by New York Times bestselling author Ann Louise Gittleman. She wrote a fantastic book called Zapped, Why Your Cell Phone Shouldn't Be Your Alarm Clock, and 1,268 Ways to Outsmart the Hazards of Electronic Pollution. Ann Louise Gittleman is an award-winning author of 30 books and a highly respected health pioneer. She has appeared on 2020, Dr. Phil, The View, Good Morning America, Extra, Good Day New York, CNN, PBS, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CBN, Fox News, and the BBC. Her work has been featured in national publications, including Time, Newsweek, Harper's Bazaar, O, The Oprah Magazine, and more. And Louise, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud. I'm so glad to have you on the program.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you, Lisa.
Yes, like I said, I'd like to go back to the olden days. I'm very old school. You know, people make fun of me because I do three different radio shows and a TV show, and I don't have a Blackberry, or I've never sent a text. You know, I figure if I'm at the grocery store, you know what, I'll check my email when I get home. But I do use a laptop, and I do hold it on my lap. And after reading your book, I'm a little bit, well, I'll say I'm a bit concerned about being zapped. If you can tell us about these EMFs that we're constantly being exposed to and what effects that can have on our health.
Well, it's a good question, and that truly is the big question. There are a number of scientists who are now studying the biological effects of all of these frequencies that we are being bombarded with, something like 24/7 when you start to think about it. And we're talking about invisible waves of energy that radiate from everything wired and wireless. Truly, Lisa, it's everything from your hair dryer to your cordless phone to that laptop that you're using. And there are many independent experts, and I, as an advocate here, I guess I'm joining them in saying that many of these invisible waves that you can't see, you can't hear, but you certainly are feeling, they may be posing serious health risks, almost similar to cigarettes, tanning beds, and long-term HRT. So I'd say that at this point in time, we're being exposed to artificial frequencies that our bodies are very biologically unattuned to, and they're creating a whole variety of symptoms. Symptoms like fatigue, ringing in the ears, dizziness, skin problems, insomnia, which, as you know, is rampant.
Oh, yes.
As well as light sensitivity, and there was a brand new study right in time for your radio show that I just received that suggests that the problem with all of these frequencies is not just that they may be posing problems in terms of brain tumors, but that radiation from cordless phones causes heart irregularities.
And there are
demonstrated effects on the heart rate, almost doubling the heart in some cases.
Oh, my gosh. Now, Ann Louise, you talk about something that happened to you, and if you can share that with us in your health experience.
Yes, I will. And you know, this book was written because of enlightened self-interest. You can read all the studies, you can read the controversy, and then start to make your own decision. But very interestingly enough, in 2005, I was diagnosed with a very, very strange occurrence, Lisa. I had a parotid gland tumor on the side of my head where I was using my cell phone several hours a day, although I didn't connect it then to the cell phone use. And then in 2008, there was a very interesting study that was published in a peer-reviewed journal by Israeli researchers who found that those individuals who kept their cell phone against one side of their head for several hours a day were 50% more likely to develop this rare salivary gland tumor. Now, thankfully, my tumor was benign. But it got me thinking, after I started connecting the dots, that many of the symptoms that so many of my clients were experiencing and not resolving, maybe that was related to this invisible source of pollution known as electrosmog that we're truly immersed in and absolutely oblivious to. So that's the reason behind Zapped.
Oh, wow. Now, obviously, you were treated and everything's okay. And You've cut back on your cell phone use, I'm guessing.
Well, I never made the connection back in 2005.
Well, I don't know. Tough connection to make. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of naysayers because nobody wants to give up all the technology.
Well, nobody does. And yes. Unless you're personally affected, and many people are once they start to realize and start to start eliminating some of these sources of being zapped in their lives, as I do in the book with our electronic feng shui. But in my particular case, when I chanced to read this study that was actually published in the American Journal of Epidemiology, I saw that, you know, even though I had a visible sign that I most definitely connected to my cell phone use, I was a cell phone addict way back then. I was on tour. I was using my cell phone in elevators. I was using it in cars. I was using it in all the places that I write about are most dangerous at this point. So I'm now in recovery, and I'm trying to kind of shed the light and kind of be a way shower and sound an alarm for all of those out there that may be suffering from problems that they can't resolve. And I'm most interested in zap-proofing our kids because they're the ones that are really being zapped the most. They're the ones that are being exposed before birth in terms of all the ultrasounds that mothers are taking. And we now believe that there could be a connection, although this needs more research, in terms of the increase in autism, which is now striking 1 in 50 babies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's huge.
That is huge.
That gets everybody's attention.
Oh,
so if only that is the reason that you may be interested in the book, pick it up because you could be saving your children's life.
Well, it's such a great book. And one thing that I love is you really go into the human body. And, you know, in the first chapter, you call it the body electric. And you say, quote, the findings of modern physics are now echoing those of traditional Chinese medicine. Both suggest that our bodies are essentially a composite of billions or even trillions of frequencies. So we have all this electrical stuff going on inside of us. And then it sounds like the EMFs sort of do not work in conjunction, right?
Well, it's very disruptive. The body on a biological level is very, very sensitive to very small frequencies, or very low-level frequencies is the more accurate term. And the problem that we see is that there is an erroneous assumption that the only danger that could come from, well, cell phone frequencies, for example, are those that would be on a heating level, since non-thermal fields can have no biological effects. But what we have learned, and what I point out in the book, is that almost three decades ago, a scientist by the name of Ross Ady pointed out that very similar fields, like these cell phone fields, can disrupt the cell on a cell membrane level and causes the release of calcium ions from the cell. So you basically become unglued in a lot of ways. It's the reason so many people, I believe, are irritable when they're living near a lot of high power lines. It's the reason there are these neurological symptoms. And now the cardiac problems that we're now seeing, you know, that are being promoted in the latest study that I mentioned. So on a very, very biological level, there is an effect. And the problem is that there's controversy here because many of our safety standards were written, well, decades ago, and they were based on studies that showed that the only way that the human body could be harmed is when there was a thermal or heating action. What we're finding, or what the scientists are finding, is that there's actually a biological effect that goes beyond heating. And this biological effect can affect the brain in terms of linkages in the brain. There is a problem with the blood-brain barrier. DNA links can be harmed. And then the cell membrane itself starts to become unglued because of this calcium efflux syndrome. So there are lots of ways that we're being affected, and that just is symptomatic, I think, of all the autoimmune problems, certainly all the brain cancer that you're seeing just coming out of the woodwork. And all of us know somebody, you know, that is suffering in some way. So I had to write the book. It's kind of an inconvenient truth.
I was about to say. I know. Like I said, I have to use technology. I mean, in my home studio and stuff, but I try not to, you know, I don't use my cell phone very often. Actually, most of the time it's under the couch. You know, I don't even know where it is. So if people are trying to reach me, it's better to try me on the home phone. I do love email. Until I read your book, I was putting my laptop on my lap. I didn't even think about it. It's a laptop, you know, so now I'm trying to put it up on a table. But let's talk about ways to zap-proof your home, because people listening are saying, okay, for work, perhaps I can't give this up. I, you know, like my husband, for example, he has to have a BlackBerry. He needs to always be on call, unfortunately. So what can he do? And I told him, don't put it in your pocket because he'll keep it in his pocket. What can we do?
Well, there's simple things, you know, and I'm not telling anybody to give up technology. The reality is, though, you've got to be a little bit more, you've got to err on the side of caution, because when the studies are definitively out there, we've all been exposed for over 10 to 20 years. So that's really what the clue is. Now, in terms of men, here's the issue.
Okay.
There is a lot of research that suggests, in terms of reproductive health in men, that carrying your cell phone, you know, maybe in the front trouser pocket is not the best place for your cell phone, because what we're finding is definitely a lower sperm count. And so if you're going to be using or carrying your cell phone, it'd be great to carry it not on your person. So, you know, we've got to get something whereby you're carrying it in a bag, or you're carrying it at least so that the keypad is facing in, so that the battery is not radiating you directly in terms of the reproductive organs. That's really what one of the keys is here. So we don't want the decrease of sperm numbers, motility, or vitality. We want to make sure that you're carrying your cell phone in the right position, and that when you're not using it or you don't need it, you know, you turn it off. And certainly at home, you know, sometimes in the work environment it's impossible. But at home, it's very important if you do use a cell phone or even a mobile phone, that you try to get at least one landline, you know, a corded phone, those old-fashioned retro corded phones
at
home, which I'm talking to you on right this very moment.
Good for you.
Well, after doing the book, you know,
yes, I've
been zapped, so I'm certainly one of those individuals out there that is trying to do the best I can. But a cordless home phone handset emit signals to the base station in your home. So having a cordless home phone is probably even more potentially harmful than even a cell phone.
Oh, no, really?
Well, that's
man.
It's like a mini cell phone tower right in your house.
Oh.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a pretty easy fix.
That's true.
You need to do is get a corded phone. And these things here, if you take a look at the book, you go through the house, you can see that we're zap-proofing each and every room of your house. We're moving some furniture, telling you not to sleep, particularly with your cell phone, because it does impact melatonin in the brain, and we all want to have a good night's sleep. We don't want to come down with any degenerative problems. And I think also what's important in terms of individuals is that if you are sleeping in a bedroom that's loaded with electronics, you're going to want to, you know, shut things off at night and see if that doesn't improve your sleep and your mood the next morning. And more importantly than anything, if there's a wireless router, which can emanate up to 400 feet based upon the testing and the meters that we're using, make sure that wireless router is not in the room under your bedroom or directly beneath your bed, where many of my friends have kept their wireless routers. So you need to move the router, you know, as far away as possible from an area where people are sleeping or working, and that anybody can do as far as I'm concerned. So it's really moving some furniture, being a little bit creative in terms of where you're moving things, because everything that's electric or everything that's digital is emanating a field, and that field, it does impact your body on a biological level.
All right. You know, the other thing, Anne-Louise, that I loved about your book is I'm huge on superfoods, and I'm huge on using nutrition as a way to strengthen yourself and just, you know, obviously to be as healthy as you can. And I love that you actually have in Chapter 12, Zap-Proof Superfoods and Seasonings, and you talk about your top 21 Zap-Proof Superfoods and Seasonings. If you could just name a few of your favorites, that'd be great.
Oh, my zap-proof superfoods and seasonings. Yeah, you know, these are things that you don't have to go very far to find. So a cup of blueberries would be marvelous, some tart cherries, some garlic, All of these are very high in antioxidants that can really stabilize the cell membrane that, as I said, becomes unglued with all of these EMFs. I personally love asparagus and cinnamon, and good old-fashioned olive oil, my goodness. I mean, you know, all you need to do is just to eat right. Think of a Mediterranean-type diet or my Fat Flush plan, which also talks about the importance of cranberries, a very high source of antioxidants, mind you. And I think that, you know, we can all reduce the effects of EMFs from cell phones and other sources. One particular supplement, though, Lisa, which I found very interesting, was the use of ginkgo biloba, very important in terms of protecting the brain from these emanations from cell phones. And there's some interesting clinical studies that I quote in the book. And believe it or not, coffee.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah, and I've written about how, you know, how I don't suggest coffee in so many other respects because it raises cortisol levels, maybe not good for your adrenals, but guess what? In this case, it's very high in caffeic acid, which is a particular substance known to protect against harmful cell phone radiation. So one cup of organic coffee a day is the way to go in terms of EMF-proofing your body.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, and I see in the recipes you have a coffee smoothie, and you have a great sense of humor. Zippy, not zappy, berry smoothie.
We try.
You know, and with the grass-fed beef, you know, I've started putting it in spaghetti sauces and stews and stuff because I've eaten it plain. Like, I try to make a hamburger, and it kind of takes a little while to get used to. But I just find just as a, you know, if you put it in stuff, it definitely tastes great. And, of course, I live on garlic and all the other superfoods that you mentioned. So that's good. At least my family and I are doing this, you know, and hopefully people out there are going to grab your book and see what they should be eating. And it is really wonderful. But yeah, I bet it's a tough sell, right? Just in terms of people not wanting to let go. I mean, for example, I get so many books. So my husband will always see what I got and he'll end up reading a lot of them. And he picked up yours and I saw that he liked it. But then I saw him put it down. I was like, you don't want to read that, do you? Because you don't want to know what's happening. But then I got him to read some. So he's trying to make the changes. But there, I think there is that initial resistance to not wanting to believe things that are true if it's inconvenient.
Well, you know something, there's a very interesting quote that I have from Schopenhauer, and that is that all truth passes through three stages. First, it's ridiculed. Secondly, it's violently opposed. Third, it's accepted as being self-evident. So the reality is that's kind of what we said about cigarettes, I imagine, benzene, asbestos, tanning beds, and even long-term HRT. So the idea here is that, you know, even if it's something that you know that there's a truth out there, you can make very simple changes to, you know, modify your lifestyle, but I think this is important for children.
I think so, too.
That's where my concern is because of the ADD, the ADHD, the autism, and all varieties of autism on now what we call the autism spectrum. And so that's really where my concern is. And when you read this, you're going to want to zap-proof your kid's bedroom. That I guarantee.
Yeah. Now, if you can just give us a couple tips for that. For kids.
Zap-proofing your bedroom. Well, more importantly than anything is make sure that you're not within 3 feet of something electrical.
Okay.
So I would say that as much as possible, move anything electrical out of there. Please don't keep your wireless computer there. Please don't keep your router there. Get rid of the electric blanket, maybe that sound machine, or at least try to unplug it when you know somebody has fallen asleep. Don't sleep with your head right against a wall with a lot of power outlets. And try not to have a baby monitor 3 to 6 feet from the baby because that's radiating. That's irradiating.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that sound machine's a tough. My daughter has some neurological issues, and it's always difficult for her to sleep. She's just been like that since birth. So I rely on that sound machine. But at this point, I keep it out in the hall right outside her bedroom door. So I figure
that's smart. And you're certainly going to want to check, you know, her room in terms of making sure that there's not a lot of electronic equipment there,
yeah,
or
there
that
is.
Something
okay.
isn't right under, you know, her bed.
Okay.
In terms of the floor beneath, et cetera. And so all those things, you know, we go through the room house by house. And the thing to keep in mind is that when we were growing up, at least when I was growing up, I can remember my grandmother's house, and it might have had 20 electrical appliances. If you take the similar kind of sweep of your own home in this day and time, you've got at least 200, not just electrical, but digital appliances.
Yeah, I love that in the book. It was amazing to see the difference. Like I said, I miss the 70s, you know. I miss the simpler times.
A simpler time and not as many neurological problems, cardiac
yes.
problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if we take time to look, you know, there are little changes that we can make. There's certainly some dietary changes that are not just helpful but absolutely delicious. I stand by all of my recipes in Zapt. And I think that this is important for your children, and that's really the reason I wrote the book.
Well, Ann Louise, I want to thank you so much. It's really such a pleasure and an honor to have you on this show. I mean, you just are amazing with all of your wonderful books, and I'd love to have you back sometime.
Well, it's a promise. I'd love to come back and share more good information with you.
Oh, good. Well, if you can give us your website, that would be terrific.
RUZapt.com.
Okay, great. And if people want to check out the show, they can go to www.itsyourhealthnetwork.com. You can watch It's Your Health TV. You can check out audio archives of It's Your Health Radio. You can listen to me on KKZZ with Freeman Michaels. And Ann Louise, I'd love to get you on that show as well. That's in Ventura County. I do it from the East Coast, and he's in Ventura County in the studio. And it'd be wonderful. So I just want to thank you again, and everyone have a great day. And get Zapt. So, well, don't get Zapt. Get the book Zapt so you don't get Zapt. Right, Ann Louise?
You've got it.
All right, take care.